All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with more Vegas Commission. It's the Panamanian Pitbull. I'm sitting here doing scenarios with Instigator, who's joining me in studio today. And we were just talking about vampires and can they get AIDS. And I just checked on Quora and off of Google. And what you read on the internet is always true. So they said that the vampire actually can get AIDS and they can experience fatigue, nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea from catching any illness. So there you have it. I know that was a question that was burning on everybody's mind. Is can a vampire get AIDS? And now we have our answer. So we're good. We're good now. Now I have a question for you. I've got a scenario.
Okay.
All right. Let's say, for example, it's almost 2023. We're about to be in a new year. Let's say that you had the opportunity to become a man.
Oh,
right?
I would have so much fun.
You have the opportunity to become a man.
Wait, can I switch back though, right? It's not permanent. Like I just want
a day. It's not permanent.
Just one day.
It's not permanent. You could be a dude for a day.
Okay.
Describe yourself. What type of dude would you be? Like, what would you look like?
I would have a cock so big I could kill an elk with it. But
okay, how big are we talking here?
I don't know. Like, I want a third leg, like a wheelbarrow for my balls and my dick to just like walk around town because I want all the bitches to know what's up.
Okay.
But
you're wearing gray sweatpants, I assume.
Yes.
All right.
Well, hopefully no pants.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you got an anaconda like that, you want to show it off, right? Like, I would. Shit.
I guess so. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what that was like. So
got that husband piece.
I bet. Okay. All right. The audacity, the nerve, the testicular. You don't even have balls yet. You're not even changed to a man. The balls
practicing.
You have, the testicular fortitude. All right. So. You started off with obviously the most important thing to you is you got a 15-inch
big old
dong
dick.
And, you know, ostrich egg sized balls.
I think the first thing I would do, though, is I would stand naked in front of a mirror and like swivel my hips to where it made the dick do like this helicopter motion like a trunk does with its elephant.
Okay.
That would make my day.
That's okay.
Definitely on the bucket list.
All right. I mean, it's about to be 2023. You could be a pelican or a flamingo.
Oh, that's
or
right. I identify
even
as
a peacock.
Huge cock.
You could be a peacock.
Okay. There
yeah,
we go.
Fluttering your feathers about, which is basically what you're doing, how you describe it. You're just walking around town naked. You're flexing.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else? Like what other attributes do you have? Like describe yourself.
I don't know. Like I'm so happy with how I look. I think I just be pretty much the same, maybe a little bulkier. Like, but I just want the big dick. Like that's where it matters. That's, you know, in this scenario for a day.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had to be slapping bitches with it, you know, like coworkers I don't like. Like
So Tuesday you're yourself, Wednesday you become a man and you're walking around work naked, swinging dick.
Yes.
And literally
like
just,
a helicopter.
Just walking up and slapping everyone with your toxic masculinity. That's on you. That's what's on your list.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that'd be it.
That's it.
Yeah. That's the only thing interesting about being a man. Like, you guys are kind of boring. Like, because as a girl, that's why I ask, can I switch back? Because I got titties. I get to play with my own titties. Like,
and you have like every advantage.
And I do get spoiled.
In the world.
You know, so that's what I'm saying is like just a day. And I just want to see what's like to have a dick. Like a strap on just doesn't do justice. It's not the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. If you were a girl, what would you do?
Ooh. Well, number one, I would have, I've thought about this pretty in depth, you know, because if Bruce Jenner can become Caitlyn Jenner, I could become Andrea if I want to. So for a day, I'm Andrea.
The ugliest girl I've ever seen. We got to get that filter on you.
Okay. You're ripping. You're ripping into me today. And I don't know how much I'm liking it. I don't know how much I'm liking it. But my name is Andrea.
Okay.
I've got D size titties.
How big are your nipples?
Ooh.
You
gonna
get those sausage size pepperoni?
Like, they're like
Hershey's Kiss.
Ooh.
Or go with like no nipples.
What is that?
Be
is
totally
that like
weird.
A like a I don't know like a
Jesus Christ.
Canadian bacon.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. They're a little bit bigger than maybe a silver dollar. I got silver dollar nips.
Okay. Are they pierced?
Yeah. You know what? They are. Okay. I just decided on that. Now they're pierced. Andrea is a, you know, Andrea, it would be a slut. Like,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. I would use my pussy to gain every advantage in life possible.
Okay. So, like, but how does that work whenever you are still you in your head? Like, so are you attracted to women or men then? Like, to get these advantages, are you using your pussy for other pussy? You know what I mean?
Well, you can't use your pussy to get advantage from other pussy, though.
No, that's not true. I've had girls buy me drinks and shit at bars.
That's different. I'm talking large scale.
Well, here. Wait, hold on. I'm like, how big are you going?
A drink, like, that's 12 bucks. Like,
that's a lot of money.
You think I'm going to take the day? I get to be a woman for a day and I'm just going after like beverages? Fuck no. I'm going after the presidency. Okay. Oh. I'm going to go and I'm going to be hanging around Joe Biden. And the only way that I could probably get ahead is, you know, I make myself look like a 14-year-old or something.
Oh, God.
And then he's definitely going to come at me and, you know, put his hand on my shoulder and be like breathing really deeply in my ear.
Oh, wow.
And then I would get it on recording. And then his handlers would come out and they would shut it down. They would shut it down immediately and be like, hey, listen, they would kill my whole family. And
you've thought a lot about this, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, it's just for a day. I get to switch back after that. So everything goes back to normal. It's like Freaky Friday type shit.
You're going to need a lot of therapy after that.
I already do. They put me on the maximum plan that they have, which is 5 visits a week.
Oh, my God.
And it hasn't worked yet. I mean, I'm still kind of, you know, losing my shit a little bit. But
a little off.
A little crazy, a little not, you know. Kind of cool, kind of not. It is what it is. I mean, you work with what you got. But that would probably be the biggest thing. I'd be going around, you know, like dudes would be hitting on me and shit. And then I'd just be putting their dicks in the dirt. Like, excuse me. Like,
that is fun to do.
You think you could get with this? Like, I mean, I have to do that a little bit nowadays, but like, I feel like it would be on a whole nother level. Like my DMs would be just packed full of.
You sound like you're going to be exhaustingly busy.
I will be very busy.
See, I ain't got that big of a deal. I'm just over here swinging my dick like a helicopter. Like, it's just a nice day. Oh, look, the sky's purple. Like, you're out there fucking everything up. Like,
I'm not fucking everything up. I'm like taking advantage of what, you know, we as men, I don't get that privilege. Like, I don't get to just chill, you know, and look good and have all these people like coming at me sideways. All
right. So I got a follow-up question then. Do you have a clip piercing?
No.
No? Nope. No piercings?
Nope.
Nothing like that. But you got nipple
rings. The nips, but like even when I hear about dudes getting like a Prince Albert or whatever or getting their balls pierced.
Yeah, that looks
I'm
painful.
Sorry. Like, no. Don't get anywhere near my goods with a needle.
I've seen where there's some guys out there, they get like different implants that go right underneath the skin on the penis so that as it goes in, it stimulates a different section of the body. But like in jail, I guess they'll do it for practice. They'll do like marbles or dominoes or some bullshit like that. It's crazy. I don't think I could do any piercings down there. I'm too scared.
On the bucket list that I have, getting a marble put in my dick is nowhere. It doesn't even make anywhere near the list, you know? I'm still trying to get Block to jump out of an airplane with me and he won't do it.
I'd go skydiving.
You know?
But can I do it naked? And see if I have the big dick, then I can helicopter my way all the way down.
Yeah, the thing's just flapping. You got the dude that's flying tandem with you. He just got your mushroom just slapping him in the face and he can't see. So then he doesn't pull the ripcord in time.
Okay.
Because he's got the dick in his face. Boom.
Okay, so I do the bat wing. I do the bat wing with my massive balls, like on with a weighting, and that would be the parachute.
Okay. Well, you've thought this through. That's pretty fucking clever.
I'm just saying. But did you die? Like,
okay, so what's on your bucket list? Stuff you want to do before you check out, which if you keep talking to me the way you've been talking to me, you might be checking out this afternoon. You better check yourself.
God, I don't even think I've ever sat down and really thought about my bucket list. Oh, God. Skydiving is definitely on them. I guess I would say skydiving. Maybe bungee jumping. like definitely a thrill seeker. Yeah. I want to travel for sure.
Okay.
Like I want to meet as many different people as I can, see all the different perspectives that they bring. Cause like we're so consolidated to our own little world and our own little life. Like we don't realize the bigger picture. Like you had this conversation the other day, how big that universe is and how mm-hmm. it's constantly expanding. Right. Like I think I would just want to be like an explorer and just travel everywhere and just meet people.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much it. What about you? Anything crazy on your bucket list? No marbles in the dick.
Apparently. Yeah, no, I'm not letting anyone get near my dick with no marbles. That's definitely not something that I would want to do. I'm a thrill seeker also. You know, I like to get out there and do different things. Like, you know, I definitely want to go skydiving. I think that would be really fun. I would love to see all 50 states.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And, you know, I've been to probably like 10 so far, but some of them have just been like passing through or whatever. I actually want to go and like go to 50 states. Like I want to go, you know, try barbecue all over the place and see how things are different because people live very different than you do here.
Yeah.
Like if you were to go to California, for example, which I have a lot of friends that are from California and, you know, may God have mercy on their soul. But if you go into California and I walk into a grocery store, did you know they charge me to get plastic bags?
What? Where did that start?
10 cents a bag.
Oh, hell no.
They charge you for it. Or, you know, just little things that they do there that's a little bit different. You even feel like the pace is a little bit different. I feel like here in Vegas, like, we move at a pretty fast pace.
Yeah, I'd say so. Even whenever I lived in other states, like I didn't know Last Call existed until I went to Colorado and I said, what the fuck is that? And everyone's like, yeah, that's whenever you get your last drink and then the bar closes at a certain time. And I'm like, hell no. Like I still got cocaine to do. I got like 10 beers on order. Like they can't close this bitch. I got shit to get done, you know? So it's definitely different in Vegas. We're just so stimulated with all the different activities, adult activities you could do here in this town. So right. I agree.
No, you don't get the name Sin City for nothing.
Exactly.
But like you talked about Colorado. I remember I went to Colorado once and, you know, I wanted, and this was years ago, but I wanted to get some milk late at night.
That's what you told your girls as you left?
Milk and a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I wanted to get milk and I couldn't get it. Because all the stores were closed. There are some counties in this country where they're dry counties. You can't get alcohol.
Yeah.
If I go into Utah, I can't buy alcohol on, I think it's Sunday. Well, I don't think you can buy alcohol on Sunday.
Even like their alcohol content in their beer is lower than Vegas.
No shit.
Yeah. Like whenever I was in Colorado, I remember a typical Budweiser out there was only like 6%. And out here, it's like 8%. And so we used to call it horse piss because like you can't, it took more to get drunk because they had a lower alcohol content. At least that was Colorado, the part we lived in.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Well, I think that would be on my list. I want to see other places and actually spend time there. So like if I could get like a fucking RV and just travel from state to state, post up.
I'd want a fifth wheel because that way you don't have to drive that RV everywhere you go. You know what I mean? Detach and leave it and then you can go explore whatever town or whatever you're in.
Yeah, but I want like a bus.
A bus?
I want like a fucking, like a double decker.
Oh my God.
Like a double decker bus where, you know.
I'd be down to help you build that. Let's do it.
Got like a satellite dish that comes out of the top of it.
Get your ski mask. We're going to play Grand Theft Auto and go get a double decker off the strip right now.
That's what's up.
Got you, fam.
That's what's up. See, that's why I knew you were the real one, you know. So that would be on my list. I think that. What else did I want to do? I was thinking about something the other day. Those are the big ones.
Those are the big ones.
Those are the big ones. Like I want to travel and go places. I would love to cure cancer, before I die. I think that's,
you're very ambitious.
You know, when you were born with such gifts and that's what I feel like I bring to the world. Not only do I bring humor wholesale because this is a free show and, you know, the people's lives that I've enriched around me, you know, I just feel like I owe it to give back a little bit more And that's why cancer is definitely on my list. Now that you brought up AIDS with the vampires earlier, I probably could cure AIDS, figure out what the fuck Magic Johnson did to make it as far as he has so far. You know, that's one. I would definitely, I think those are the big ones.
All right. I had a question for you. If you could take any animal and scale it up to the size of a horse, what animal would that be and why?
Scale it up to the size of a horse.
Yes.
Like maybe a pit bull.
A pit bull, that would be fitting.
Scale it up to the size of a horse, and then I just ride into battle.
Yes.
On my pit bull. We're both barking, you know, or maybe I'm like that Native American dude from that video on Instagram. It's yes. Like, yeah, I rode into battle. Like, and, you know, I didn't actually get in the battle because my damn pit bull stepped in a gopher hole and rolled over on top of me. So, yeah, no, I think I would do a pit bull. If not a pit bull, size of a fucking horse. Maybe like an octopus.
Oh, that would be cool. Do you know how smart those things are? I was reading about them the other day, and they were saying like how they can do different puzzles, and you have to make sure they can't get out of their tank. It's crazy. Like yeah. Even their DNA, they have different strands that isn't found anywhere else on Earth. I thought that was really interesting.
But, you know, between would it be octopi, multiple octopus, or octopussies?
Oh, I like octopussies. Octopussies, Jesus. That got me so excited I couldn't talk.
Octopi. I don't know what it is for sure, but you've got octopus, whatever. I don't know the plural of that. And then you have dolphins.
Yeah, those guys.
Those are
cool.
Also very smart. You seen the dolphin's brain?
Mm-mm. We were talking about this the other day. I remember you brought it up. I meant to read about that.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's fantastic. Massive. Beautiful. I'm just saying.
That's what's up.
I just thought of another one. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
You said bucket list.
Yes.
I want to do stand-up, like, at least one time.
That would be good. I would be sitting on the sidelines with a basket of tomatoes cheering you on.
I feel like you would. I feel like you'd be there to just, like, fuck it all up for me.
And no. Like, regardless if you did good or not, I'd still throw the tomatoes at you.
You'd be in the back, boo! Boo! He's terrible. Get him out of here.
See, if I was smart, I'd sell those tomatoes for $10 each to anyone that wanted to throw one at you.
So you make a little money in the process. Okay. You
know, built character.
Definitely. It makes you like really resourceful, and you always figure out a way to destroy my day.
But I think, hold on. All bullshit aside, I actually think that's a really cool idea because you always make my dumbass laugh. So you have to like branch onto that idea a little bit. I would love to see that.
I would love to do it. And you know, another one I'm going to do is I'm going to write a sitcom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be like, it's going to be almost like Leave It to Beaver, but it's going to be called Leave It to Gator.
And
what happens is like every episode you start off by like fucking something up in the episode, you know, like, and then by the end, what happens is like Pitbull comes in and he fucking saves the day.
Go, really?
I'm actually trying to pitch this to Fox right now. So we're in conversations about it, but it's called Leave It to Gator.
I get my cut, right? Like, can I be an actress for you or like?
I'll think about it.
I'll think about it. I gave you all these great ideas. You're going to be rich as shit and I get none of the credit.
I'll think about it. You know, you've been giving me a lot of attitude today.
Sounds like a lot of material. What are you talking about, attitude? A
lot of material. And, you know, like the first episode is like, you know, the pit bull finds like some cure for cancer and I wrote it down on this special notebook and, you know, Gator comes in and like spills her coffee on it or something.
Hmm.
And then I'm like, oh no, you know, this was the fucking cure for cancer. What have you done? And then, you know, Gator feels all bad about it. And then
hold on. No. I'd be like pissed off. My coffee spill. I'm just saying.
Millions of people's lives are in the balance,
but
and you're
tired.
Worried about your fucking caramel macchiato?
Yes, I'm tired. I need my Starbucks. You'll think of it again. If anything, it was practice run. You got this.
Anyway, I get to the end of the episode, and I forgot. Oh, I backed it up on this zip drive, and the day is saved. And then it ends with you, like, you have a trademark line that you say at the end. Whoopsies. You know, like...
Okay.
Did I do that?
Am I at least holding my cup of coffee? I'm still stuck on coffee. That's all that matters. I'm just saying.
I come up with this gold, these beautiful ideas, and then this is how you treat me for it. And I just want to know why. Like, why? Like, do you wake up in the morning and do you say to yourself, like, do you look in the mirror and go, like, you know, how am I going to be an asshole to everyone today? Or does it come completely naturally to you?
I think it's just natural at this point. It's like the filter's no longer there. Because it's like, fuck you, if you don't like me, go away then.
Okay.
But as far as like making your day like horrible every day, that's definitely a goal. Because like I love making men cry. And I haven't made you cry yet. And
never.
You are the hardest person I've tried so far. And don't get me wrong, I'm going to get it done.
Okay.
I'm going to get her done.
Many have tried. Many have tried. And, you know, normally now what really gets me is like they had this commercial for Smith's. Mm-hmm. And it was right around Thanksgiving. And it was this old man that was, and they were playing like really sad music in the background.
When did you start staying in commercials?
What do you mean?
Because you're an old man. Hey, guys, if you don't hear from me after this episode, just know he did in fact kill me while wearing a ski mask.
I want you to know that it was me that did it.
Oh, like, yeah.
That other lady in the parking lot that tried to jack that turbo man for me, I don't want her to know. Okay. But you, I want you to know. I want you to see. I want to see the light in your eyes just drift out for all the shit that you've talked to me.
Okay.
Even though I talk probably equal, if not more shit.
Okay,
to everyone than you do.
But the commercial.
Oh, yeah. So the commercial. The dude, you know, it was like he was sitting in there cooking and then all his family was around. He was like looking at an old picture of him with his wife. And I was looking at that. And I was like, damn, I got sad. I got
Why?
A little sad. I didn't cry. Like, you
damn
know,
it.
Some people watch these movies that are like they pull on your heartstrings or whatever.
Mm-hmm. A Dog's Purpose does it to me.
A Dog's Purpose. Every time. What's another one? There was that movie I watched the other day, Brothers, where a dude goes to war. Mm-hmm. And you saw that one?
No.
Whatever. dude goes to war or whatever. And it was like, it just the way they did that movie, it kind of hit me hard again. Didn't cry on that. You know, there was.
Is there a movie that has made you cry?
Oh, I don't think so.
Mine is Land Before Time.
Oh, that was a good one too.
His grandparents.
That was a good one too. What about The Great Mouse Detective?
Yeah,
that movie started off pretty sad.
Yeah.
You know, but Two Girls, One Cup made me tear up a little bit. I feel like the storyline in that movie was the writing was so profound, so deep.
Yeah.
That I feel like it almost did. It almost made me cry a little bit. you know, that's all I can think of right now. I can think of another one. You just give me a little bit.
I just want to know what kind of trauma was in your life that made Two Girls, One Cup make you cry. Like, how did you relate to that with your feels?
It wasn't me relating to it as much as I was thinking, you know what, these girls have made it in life.
Okay.
You know, I look at all of these staples of success for women these days, like, and then I look at these women, I said, you know what, they started from the bottom.
Literally.
And now they're here. And I think that that's what women should be striving for. And you got a lot of girls right now, they're out there, they're doing OnlyFans. They are pioneers. I'm going to call them pussy pioneers. They're pussy pioneers out there changing people's lives. There's so many men that are paying for feet pics. They're paying for OnlyFans.
Yeah.
They're subscribing to these chicks' channels. And
they make a lot of money, too.
Ton of
it's
money.
It's crazy.
Ton of money. Would you ever do one?
I've thought about it. I think I would do something like simple, like maybe the Feet Finder one, because if you have an OnlyFans, you have to like show your face. And I think we've talked about this even, you know, in a previous episode where like you have to keep a certain level of professionalism for your regular career. Mm-hmm. And I think I couldn't do an OnlyFans just because of that. But now I do like maybe a feet finder or something like that. Something that hides who I am and I could still make a hustle out of it.
I know some girls that make a lot of money doing that. And I'm just telling you right now that if you ever do ultimately decide that you want to get into something like that, I am willing to take you on as a client. I can manage your portfolio for 33 and a third.
Really?
I have
warm bottle of water included?
Warm bottle of water, maybe a little bit of hot chocolate. It's that time of year. But I can give you testimonials. I have changed women's lives. With, you know, that's one of the businesses that I'm involved in. Is
you're the, like, would you photographer like their feet and everything for them? Like, how far into this did you go?
I have done that on occasion. I do have a keen eye for stuff like that. Wow. I know what sells out there in the marketplace because I have this unique vision that I see. I have the ability to just cut through the essence and just really sell it. I know how to sell it hard, and not to mention that I have a great many gifts. Like, for example, one of the businesses that I had started also was Blocks Bootcamp. And, you know, what we did, for those of you that didn't know, is we take these troubled, you know, teenagers and young kids and
beat them with a block.
Not necessarily. And again, because of an investigation that is going on right now, I can't get too deep into it. But that's what I seek to do. And I do the same thing with OnlyFans. I'm just trying to change people's lives.
So you have an OnlyFans?
I don't have an OnlyFans.
Oh, your client.
And people have asked me on occasion, like, hey, dude, when are you going to start yours? I just don't think that the public is ready for that. I think that, you know, they're used to a very particular type of genre. And I just bring too much realism to the situation.
Yeah, that's intimidating. I get it.
I think so. I think it is.
And that's why people don't want to come over.
I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm still trying to figure out why people won't.
Just be nice.
I am
just
fucking nice.
Just be nice to people. You haven't been nice to me this whole fucking time.
I have been very nice to you. I've been gracious. I offered you a beverage when you came in here. I gave you an exclusive parking space out in the lot. I've been very hospitable.
Yeah.
I feel like I have.
I don't know. I got no beer in my hand.
No beer. I told you there's one in the fridge.
But didn't give it to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to get a fucking funnel and you want me to funnel it to you?
I'm down to party. Hell yeah. Let's
God
go.
Damn it. This is, you know, what do I got to do? You want me to make you a bundt cake and maybe some beef Wellington?
Yeah. I'm not going to say no to that.
I have never done that for any of my guests before. And I don't intend on starting now because then you're going to set a precedent. Everyone's going to expect that when they come up in here.
Whatever.
You know?
I feel like I deserve better.
Last time that I had one of these, I got fucking hustled for sushi. All of a sudden, I got to take everybody out for sushi. And
hey,
now,
can we go sushi?
Tune in next week to another episode of the Vegas Commission. Do you have any closing remarks? Any thoughts that you want to hit me with? Maybe.
I guess.
Give me $41.
No. Maybe a warm bottle of water. Yeah. I guess Merry Christmas to all of your fans. Thank you for having me on your show, and I hope to see y'all again.
Perfect. Well, I would like to echo those sentiments. Merry Christmas. I hope you all have a safe holiday season. Remember, don't be lacking out there in them streets because you might catch me out there, and I'm repping for Northtown. Those of you motherfuckers from the commission that are over there on the east side in Henderson, I am coming for you, and I'm coming hard and coming often. So just be careful. Watch your ass.
Giggity.
When you put on your socks.
Oh, my God.
Please, in the comments, let me know. How do you put your socks on? Are you a, you know, regular person like myself? Or, you know, are you psychotic? I mean,
Whatever.
Do you have mental issues? That's my question.
So, all my fans, get your psycho out and come support me and, you know, show them what's up.
It will really, I'll be really butthurt if everyone comes out and like supports you harder than me. Like, I'll delete this episode and I'll disappear into the mountains of, anyway. All right. Well, thank you for joining us for the Vegas Commission. I'll leave it here. Again, it's a desert out there. Be water smart. If you have a pet out there, Bob Barker always said, get him spayed or neutered. Control the pet population. And if you haven't yet, buy my new book, Be a Man. I wrote it, co-wrote that book with Block. We're trying to, again, change everyone's life out here. All right. Thank you for joining us. I'll see you next time.